Chapter 3 Eyes was beautiful in the starlight. It emphasized the richness of her hair, the soft delicacy of her skin, the eyes themselves. She seemed determined to have all that and all else she possessed carved up.
"We have guns," she insisted for the thousandth time.
I sighed, dropped my cigarette, and stepped on it. I glanced at the open hatch behind her, filled with dim light and the energetic sounds of the others arguing over whether or not I should be trusted at this late date. There was repeated mention of the plan, uttered with tones of faith better suited to a suicide pact, which was what it would be. I wondered what they would think if they knew I couldn't care less. I glanced back at Eyes. I did care about her, maybe, but dumb is dumb. "You have guns," I conceded at last, "but they have blazers. Also concussion grenades and mortars and open-air armor. Have you ever seen what can be done with that? They can peel this building apart."
"Buildings don't shoot back."
I blinked from one bazaar to the next, from one child to another. Madness.
"Neither do dead people," I barked angrily.
She stared, looked away. Her foot tapped impatiently. This was all decided for her long ago.
"Look, you gather up all your little guns and put them in a pile. Then you all line up behind them, out of reach, and wait for Borglin to come. Then you smile at him. Then you give him the keys to the city."
"Then what?"
she asked sarcastically.
"Then he won't kill you."
She opened her mouth to speak, but was interrupted by a particularly loud burst of arguing. She gestured toward the noise with a toss of her head.
"They don't trust you,"
she said.
"Fine."
She frowned.
"I know what you're trying to do."
"I beg your pardon?"
"Oh, come on, Jack,"
she said with a conspiratorial smile. She squatted down in front of me. She put a feathery hand on my knee.
"I know you're not as cold and hard as you make yourself out to be."
I stared at her. This was not happening.
"You haven't fooled me with this bit of yours. You never have."
"I haven't," I echoed dully.
"Not a bit. I know you, Jack. I know that you care."
"Of course I do. That's why I'm trying to get you to..."
"No, no. You care, Jack. You care about justice, and you care about right and wrong, and you care about this thing turning out the way you know it should."
She really believed it. I could see that. I thought I saw something else, too. She believed they would win, of course, because they were in the right, by God. But she believed in more than that. She believed we would all live to see it. Casualties, of course, strangers mostly, or the enemy, but basically all, and I meant all, would be well. She believed it would be easy. She was dead. I took her hand from my knee and kissed it softly. "Goodbye," I said, with as little emphasis as I could manage. Then I stood up and headed back the way I had come, across the rooftops. She raised up slowly, watching me go. I could feel it building behind my back.
"Damn you!"
she blurted it out at last.
"You're going to be that way to the very end, aren't you?"
I nodded. "I've seen very ends before."